My name is Fiona Graham. I live in the West Mainland of Orkney. I am not an archaeologist, but I was keen to improve my skills at reading and transcribing historic documents. The online course led by Ben Saunders and the materials provided allowed me to transcribe the documents I found in accordance with the guidance issued by the National Archives. It continues to amaze me that I can visit Orkney Archives in Kirkwall and hold in my hands letters and reports written hundreds of years ago. There is so much information in them, the names of people in the island of Sandy, not just the laird, but carpenters, seafarers and labourers employed in the salvaging operations when a wreck came ashore. There was a lot of money involved in the salvage, the sale of cargo, parts of a vessel and the clothes of the crew. The sale of these items was all subject to the payment of dues. The number of vessels foundering onto the shores of Sandy is substantial, and being able to link these to handwritten records in the Orkney Archives provides a fascinating picture of life in the islands and its place on a main trading route between Europe, the rest of the UK and across the Atlantic.
When the shipwreck appeared, of course it brought it all back. And I could look at this shipwreck lying in the sand and think, oh yeah, that looks a bit like what we've got at home. And then Rod was involved in getting it off the beach before the sea claimed it. And it was fun to call all our ex-pupils back to get their tractors and trailers. That was really good fun. And it was, there was such a good feeling about the community and everybody pulling together to get it back. Quite a few people are really getting interested in it and becoming experts.
I think one of the biggest things I got out of this project is realising how much the past in Sandy is just constantly with you and either visible or just under the surface.
Yeah, I was over in Sandy 3 times last year. The first one was in the start of July. And we went over as a family from Kirkwall. Our son was with us and he was just 18 on that day. And it was just a really fortunate time because he was getting ready to go away to Norway to learn boat building. So we all came over and saw the shipwreck and Ben explained about how it's built. And I learned lots of new stuff that day, but it was really... at the time when our son Mansi was really getting into shipbuilding as well, so it enabled me to feel that I was taking part in something with him that meant a lot to him, and that was great. I was working on a project collecting tales from Orkney folk about tales that had been in their family, about where that family comes from. And a lot of those stories are shipwreck stories. I was then invited back in August for the second workshop to tell some of those shipwreck stories and share some of that research that I'd collected from Sandy and other Orkney Islands as well. So it just shows that shipwrecks have been a huge part of Orkney's identity formation. It's not just the materials and the timber, is just it also a big part of who we are as a people, and families have stories that they have descended from someone who have survived the shipwreck.
I worked on Sandy on a couple of big archaeological projects in the mid-80s. I was just astounded just how much nautical remains are still on the island, ships, timbers, bits of wreck. This really got my interest going. And in the early 90s, I received a grant to do a coastal survey. From that, I compiled a reasonably extensive corpus, which was added to over the years of all the wrecks and strandings, which formed a list of over 250 incidents. And from that list, Ben and his colleagues were able to tie down the wreck that came up on Sandy in the last couple of years with an amazing backstory, which is just fantastic. So well done to all.
Well, personally, what I've got from the project is lots of enjoyment and lots of interest and things to think about since doing it. I didn't really know anything about clinker built ships or carvel ships. I knew what clinker was, but I didn't know about carvel and the differences. And the differences in construction and how the carvel was built, that was really interesting to learn. And also about the different parts of it and the different parts that we were seeing then when we were doing the cataloguing and photographing and recording the bits. It was really good fun to see the different parts that we had spoke, that Ben had mentioned. Also just basic things like trenails and stuff. Since then we've been going around seeing bits of driftwood built into old buildings and fence posts and things like that and saying, oh yes, there's where the trenails have come from. And it kind of opens up a whole new way of thinking about the landscape and buildings. When you see these things, you think, oh wow, that's bits of ships. And then the imagination starts going and you wonder under what circumstances that bits of wood came there. And you think it's, and I like things that get recycled and reused. So it's all really interesting. And things like that just make life more interesting.